You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio with Jimmy K and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Hope you're having a good night. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr is with us. And
hello,
on the phone
hello,
with us
hello.
Right. Hello.
How are you, Jimmy K? On this fine evening.
I'm having some beers. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah, we should let everybody know if they're listening to us and they're like, what is going on with these fine people?
I mean, I think it's just natural to think that if you're going to do a radio show, you're going to have a couple of beers. Right?
Well, a music radio show especially, exactly. Yes. Yeah. But there was a party going on in the parking lot and we were invited. So, of course, yeah. We joined in. Woo! There has been, though, and I love the part of this newer studio where we're located. People walking by tonight, waving, stopping, looking. Did you see the cute little old man with his doggy?
Yeah.
He stopped and I waved and he actually backed up with his dog to wave at me because he was like, she's waving at me. That's so weird. People waving at me. Oh, this is a great location for that.
Yeah, Terry's the waver.
More of it.
Yeah, the waver.
Yeah, I kind of am. Rocker looks over at me. He goes, who are you waving at? And then they're like already gone.
I'm waving too.
They come up behind me. So I think she's waving at me and she's waving at the people outside.
You know who else is waving right now? Probably is Madison Malone.
Yay.
Because she's on the phone with us right now. Hello, Madison Malone.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Hi Madison.
Yes, I am waving.
Wow, so, you sound closer.
Everyone.
Yes. Okay, tell us, where are you right now, and what are you doing, Madison?
I am in Portage, Wisconsin, my hometown. It's my cousin's graduation weekend here, so staying close by spending time with family before the big show this Thursday.
And tell us more. Tell us.
Well, hold on. We'll talk about the new show in a second. But we got
Jimmy Kay has a big question.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
On
the board in Portage, it says, welcome to Portage. Mm-hmm. And what does it say under that, Madison?
Where the North begins, yes.
But does it?
It does, because it says so.
I mean, it says so, yeah. I mean, couldn't it begin anywhere?
Well, thank you. I thought it was Highway 29 across the state, and then above 29 was North, and below 29 was South, but I grew up outside of Green Bay, so that was what I was told.
Oh, yeah, that's up North.
Yeah, see, okay.
That's what we claim.
Uh-huh.
That's what we claim. Yeah.
You are home from LA, which is your base now, with your wife and child and doggy. How's life? How are things going for you in LA?
Well, of course, it's changed completely over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
At the, March 2020, I was on tour with my newly produced album and played all over the U.S., Nashville, New York, and Baraboo at the Al Ringling Theater and LA, just everywhere. And then in the time between, I was like, me and my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, were like, all right, what are we going to do? How are we going to stay healthy? How are we going to stay sane? How are we going to stay in touch with our friends? I started live streaming every night, a lullaby. So I did that for 245 nights in 2020.
Thank you.
Yeah. At 9
Thank
o'clock.
You.
Yes, thank you. I call anybody who watched and tuned in my lullaby love bugs, and I know you guys were watching and swaying to the music, but that was just something that it was good to connect with the community still, even though we were all in lockdown and not able to see each other. It was an awesome thing to do and stay connected, and then that also turned into me being like, hey, I should release some of these lullabies and put them out, and I started producing my own music, and I put out some covers of my favorite lullabies that I did, which then has led to producing my own album, which then comes to this show. I almost didn't plan a show while I was here this summer, but then I'm producing these songs, and I was like, I really want to try out some of these songs to an audience who's never heard it before and just kind of see how it falls, emotionally, musically. I want to see how this falls. So the show on Thursday at the Burr Oak is going to be special for me, really, because I'm kind of, I'm testing out these songs, and it's going to be special to see people I haven't seen in 2 years. Well, maybe I've seen them online, but
yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. And then on top of it, personally, I got married and had a baby and went through the IVF process and all of that. So personally, and that was a lot as well.
That was an interesting journey to follow you on, too, because you were very open about that on social media.
And it
must have been, I mean, it what an accomplishment. You have a family. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was, you know, we were like, okay, what else, what are we going to do with this time, really? And, you know, we're two women, so we can't just be like, oh, whoops, you know, we got pregnant or whatever. It's very planned. And so we were like, well, we have time right now to, you know, try this thing and do it. And we had been saving money for a while for this because it's, you know, it's a big chunk of change there, and emotionally and physically it takes a toll as well. So we're like, all right, let's see what happens. And that's what we did with our time, really.
Well, and as Rocker said earlier, happy Pride Month. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
what a, exactly. I mean, we should talk about this all the time, but what a very cool time to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm so proud, too, when it's the three of us together. My wife actually went back to L.A. She went back to work, but she did come out with us. I was like, I'm not traveling with the dog and the baby by myself.
Oh my gosh, you need
to help us get out here.
Did she take the doggy back with her?
Nope, the dog's here. Oh. So he's hanging out with my parents' dogs and me, and you know, all of us were running and playing frisbee together. So
I'm picturing you now having to go back on your own with the dog and the baby by yourself.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not.
Okay.
I said you have to come back out. And
oh, good.
Back.
So she stayed. Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. I was worried. Otherwise, I was going to say, I'll fly back with you to L.A. and help you with the baby and the dog.
Yeah, right.
I'll come meet the dog.
Yeah, Jimmy K with the doggy.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody want to come back with me?
Yeah, all of a sudden we're all volunteering.
To L.A., let's go.
Hi, this is Madison Malone and her entourage.
Yes. Hey, Madison, I'm so proud of this part of what you've been able to do, too. I mean, you didn't get to L.A. and really... you know, just sit down and go, okay, let's see what happens. You've been busy, as you said, making lots of music, but you've had music placed in some incredible spots, including some soap operas. Just share a little bit about that. That's incredible.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So pretty much right when I had moved out here, I feel like I fell into a really awesome community of songwriters and people that are just, you know, passionate about music. And I got some of my music placed in TV. It's on ABC's General Hospital, which another thing that happened in 2020 was I was on ABC as a nurse. I was Nurse Madison on a General Hospital episode. Yes. Well, because what happened is they've been using my music for years now, really since 2017, they've been using my music. And they had called and they're like, you know, we're going to use one of your songs and kind of rewrite the words, and the nurses are going to sing it for this big nurse fundraiser episode. Do you want to be in it? And I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Oh, that is so
amazing.
Yeah.
So then I also was on TV, which is really singing my song, which is cool. But then it's also on, like, the music's been placed on 2020 and CBS This Morning, Netflix. I'm singing the theme song with my buddies on Archibald's Next Big Thing, which is a kids program. So, that's been really awesome to see. That's, you know, one of my goals/dreams is to have my music, you know, on TV shows and movies and all that stuff. And it's happening. So it feels really awesome. And I'm very grateful for that.
We are so proud of you.
Now, what I want to know is, did you get to meet Luke and Laura?
Oh,
hilarious. Wait, who was there? Luke was there. Actually, Luke.
No.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes. I have this line at, you know, I'm going through my set list for the show on Thursday at the Burr Oak, and I'm like going through this, thinking of things I have to say. And one thing I meant to look up is the actors' names of who I met, because I know they're like soap opera names, but I'm like, I've met some soap opera royalty.
Yeah, yeah, and for
they,
sure.
They stopped me in the stairway, or like we were on the sound stage together, and they're like, "This is your song. That's so cool." You know, there was a lot of. Yes, it was. Everybody was so nice, right. And yeah, my wife even, she's like, "I remember, I had to like stop doing whatever I did that day to see the episode."
The first time I ever watched it. General Hospital.
That is huge.
That's funny. Hey, Madison, have you had a chance to connect with any other artists from the Midwest, or particularly from Madison here?
Since I've been here?
Since you've been in L.A.
Really? Oh, since I've been in L.A.? Yes, yes. I mean, of course, the Monica Martin lives out in L.A. now, and I actually met my wife because of Monica Martin. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Monica invited me to a... Republic Records after party for the MTV VMAs. And so I was her like plus one. And while I was there, that's where I met Helen, my wife. So I credit meeting my wife to Monica Martin, which is hilarious.
Oh, you got to cue up a Fox song, Jimmy.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll definitely play some Fox next.
Yeah. If she didn't invite me to that party, I wouldn't have met my wife. So, and then there's Boom Forest is out there now. JP is there. But also, too, like Sam Ness has come out and he's stayed with me. He stayed with me. And Althea Grace, who's one of my best friends, is in LA. Yes. And, you know, we've been collaborating and doing all that. Gabe Berdula stayed with me once. You know, there's that. It's just this whole, if I'm there, with open arms, I'm like, let's get together, let's meet up, you know, whatever it is. And so definitely love seeing the Midwest Madison people on the West Coast.
What a beautiful community.
While I've been here,
yeah.
It is. That's the thing. I mean, I saw Sam Ness last night playing in Baraboo at Tumbled Rock. I saw Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, Beth Kelly, Shonda Marks, Jen Farley.
Rock stars.
At Balanced Rock. Yes. Yep, total.
And they're probably freaking, I mean, probably people know you're home, but that you're actually still going out and supporting other shows and people. They're probably like, oh my God, yay!
Yeah, it's so lovely. I saw Derek and Old Soul Society at High Noon. So it's been great. And even, Shawnee's been out a few times to LA too. And it's been lovely connecting and collaborating with Wisconsin people.
I have to tell you, one of my best friends from college, which was UW Oshkosh, he was living in LA when you first moved out, and he was like, anybody, I need some good music. And I said to, we call him Oli, and he worked in the film industry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and now he's back here,
He
right?
is back in Wisconsin, and he knows you're playing on Thursday night, and he's going to come and see you, too. He went to a show to see Madison in L.A. and to kind of welcome her to L.A. Yep. Small world, which is beautiful sometimes.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Madison. It is. I remember that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just remember moving out, and Terry's like, here is, I want to say Ken, right? Or I'm seeing... Yeah, and you're
There's a Ken and my friend Oli, which is Jeff.
And Oli, and Jeff too. So I'm like, okay, it was just so sweet. Before I moved in 2016, there was that, like you were saying, that community aspect of people saying, you know, you got to meet so and so and so and so, and you were one of those people. And seriously, thank you.
And I was just thinking how happy they were to be able to go and see someone from Wisconsin and to wish you well.
Aww.
And that's, I guess, really what this whole thing is all about. How do we keep up with you aside of your show on Thursday? Tell us about the show first, and then tell us how to keep up with you.
Yeah, so the show, like I said, it's going to be really like a first look behind the scenes, intimate show. It's seated. It's at the Burr Oak over... on the east side. And doors open at 7, shows at 8. Tickets are $10. You can get them online. You can get them at the doors too, but I'm telling people, buy them online now, just so you have it.
Yeah.
I hope so. That'd be awesome. And the feedback I'm getting, I think it is going to. But
plus you've been in General Hospital.
Jimmy
appeared on Madison on General Hospital.
I know.
Meet Luke and Laura at the Burr Oak.
Oh no! Or at least hear stories.
Oh, I love it. soap opera star.
Oh my goodness.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That show's been on. I remember my mom watching that show.
My mom too.
Come home from school.
It's been on forever. And you know what? You know what's funny is the same sound stage has been used since like some of the earliest episodes, and there's a plaque outside of it, and I went to take a picture of myself with the plaque, and it said General Hospital behind me. And as I'm taking this picture, a security guard's like, hey, you cannot take pictures of the set. And I'm like, I'm on the TV show. And she's like, I don't recognize you. I'm like, I am the new star.
Don't you know who I am?
Oh my gosh, this is why I love you. This is so good.
She's like, oh, take as many pictures as you need. Meanwhile, I'm in one episode, one part of one episode.
Yeah, they didn't have to know that.
Anyway, I was like, I'm getting this picture. My music's been on this show for like 5 years. I need this picture. But anyway,
you deserve to get that picture.
It's a very. I thought so too. I was like, come on, I'm getting my shot here. This is my one time here right now. So it's a very historic set too, and Grey's Anatomy is filmed on the same lot.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of the medical. I think. What is it? Chicago, part of Chicago MD or something.
Ooh.
Chicago Fire is filmed there too. So it's all these like medical shows are filmed on this lot, and it's you know, TV history there.
Yeah.
Madison Malone joins us here on Max Inc. Radio. We only have 1 minute left, Madison. You gave us a song. Before we play this song, will you tell us about Quiet Down?
Yes. So Quiet Down, I wrote in 2019, recorded it for my album, and it's produced by Justin Glasgow, who is this amazing producer. He's worked with Christina Perry and Avril Lavigne, and he just was like, we got to do this. This is amazing. It's this pride anthem song about loving who you love and screaming it from the rooftops and not being quiet about it. And we have Brandon Walters is playing guitar all over it. He's in the band Lord Huron. And just like we made this anthemic song about loving who you love. And it's June. It's Pride Month. I'm proud pansexual. And I just thought it'd be the perfect song to have coupled with this interview. And, I didn't say to stay in touch. Instagram, Madison Malone Music.
Yes.
My website's madisonmalonemusic.com. Facebook, Madison Malone Music.
And you won't be disappointed because she's active on social media. That is terrific.
Madison, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Quiet.
Thank you all so much. I adore you all.
We love you too.
New Madison Malone on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Quiet down, keep it low. No need to tell them who you are. Wear the mask, they won't know if you love them or him or her. I don't believe that love could be a sin. Why not show you? Within her arms, they can't tell me the way I'm living. Does anyone harm? If there's a God, I'm sure they brought you to me.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Everything I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I'll just find my way. I'll find it.
Music supporters have surrounded the studio. Take a look.
What do the signs say?
Support local music, double dipping is a right, and I love the Jimmies.
We are local music.
Stick around live in the Devil's Lair is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Then Rocker will have Max Inc. Heavy for you. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.